The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello, Chloe here. This week I am continuing with life in Britain during the 1910s. I feel that it is important to talk about the First World War, not only because it widened the world, but also because of the many lives that were lost due to it. World War I started on July 1914 until November 1918, a day we now know as Remembrance Day. And on this day, we lay a wreath of poppies out on the 11th of November to remember the people who had died during the Great War. One thing we always think about when we hear the First World War is the trenches, and to be honest, they weren't five-star hotels. This is to say, they were dirty, probably rat-infested holes in the ground. Not that above them was much better. During the First World War, lots of war propaganda popped up around Britain, including a well-known poster, "Your country needs you." It shows an army sergeant or general pointing out to its audience. It was the first example of 3D propaganda in the UK that is still well known today. War has divided the world on many occasions in history, even right back until ancient times. But we need to remember the people who lived their lives through war and fought it to help us say, I take my hat off to all of them. Next week, I'll be talking about women in history.